What's up? It's Delaney, and I'd love to invite you to become an honorary co-host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Do you want to pick episode topics and guests? Done. Want to surprise your loved ones with shout-outs on the show for a birthday, project launch, a much-needed divorce? Whatever you're up to, would love to be a part of the celebration. Get your favorite and least favorite quotes featured on the podcast, submit questions for our special guests, and find lots more new features and surprises at patreon.com/selfhelpless. You'll also get added to our Patreon Insider email list to easily redeem rewards via a quick email reply. Because we know hanging out on Patreon isn't everyone's thing. You can also opt out of emails if you prefer to be a silent supporter of the show. And don't worry, we do not Scrooge McDuck these contributions. 100% of proceeds go directly to operating expenses that make this weekly podcast possible and available to all. Learn more at patreon.com/selfhelpless or simply click the link in this episode's description. Thank you for helping me fill the void of being the last standing host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Thank you so much.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Self-Helpless. I'm Kelsey Cook.
I'm Delaney Fisher.
And I'm Taylor Tomlinson.
And we definitely did not just record the first half of this episode and realize that we did not have the record button going.
That did not happen.
Not at all.
Oh, Hashtag 2020, baby.
Oh, it was so sad. There was some real gold in there, too. And it's just gone forever.
It's forever lost. Into the Look, how sad is that we were just having a conversation as friends?
Oh God,
gross! What a waste of time!
What a waste of time! I mean,
seriously, I didn't work that into my schedule, so
we just lost half an hour to connection.
We're gonna have to double time this to be worth it.
Oh my God! Look, if you don't think I'm gonna Rumpelstiltskin and create more gold. Recreate that gold that was just happening. I'm gonna throw out the same shit, and you guys are gonna have to fake laugh.
Good,
and the listeners at home can figure out if it's authentic or not.
There we go. We have new enough game. Acting experience where you might not know.
So the topic we're doing today is we're doing habits that have changed our lives. And
yes,
it's also going to be on you guys to figure out if it's something that we actually do or if we just say because it sounds nice and
no,
might call us posers.
We must be honest. This is going to be like our Instagram versus reality episode where we talk about the habits we wish we had and then we talk about what we actually do.
That's true.
Right.
That's fair. We have a great quotable that, I mean, I think specifically for this episode is fantastic and very on point. It says, and brace yourselves, "The struggle you're facing is a test to see if you're truly committed to the life you say you want."
Whew.
Let it soak in. I'm reading it one more time.
Yes.
The struggle you're facing is a test to see if you're truly committed to the life you say you want.
Aha.
And I think the key here is the part that says to the life you say you want, because I think we're all having conversations with friends and family being like, you know what? I want this. And then when it comes time to like actually take action and make the changes, it's a lot easier to not hold yourself accountable.
Yeah, or the life you think you deserve. A lot of people are like, I think this quote applies to relationships where it's like, I want this, I deserve this in a relationship. And then you are faced with a relationship that isn't what you want or need or doesn't fit into that plan. And you, that's why people settle, because mm-hmm. they would rather just go for what's in front of them than hold out for the life that they say they want.
Yes.
Now, I also want credit for finding this quote. This is not from a helpster. This is from fucking me.
Yeah.
Credit to the person who fucking said it.
Oh, I mean, we don't know.
No, we don't know.
It's unknown.
It's unknown.
This is a screenshot from Instagram.
This quote now.
This is a basic bitch. This is a BB quote, right?
Yeah.
That I just screenshotted on Instagram and sent to Kelsey at like 2 a.m. Yeah, and then we both were just like,
so yeah. good. So
also, good. I think, and we've probably talked about this before in the podcast, people were so uncomfortable with struggle, right? And there's this society, like this idea in society that we're always supposed to be happy and we're always supposed to be feeling good. But there are such a thing as growing pains, and they're called growing pains for a reason. So sometimes if you are facing struggle, that's okay, because that means you're growing and you're changing, you're getting to a different place in your life. But a lot of us, if we feel like the struggle's happening, are like, don't like it. I'm just gonna revert back to what's familiar, even if it's not the right thing for you. Mm-hmm. So I think that's important with this quote too, is like, gotta get through the struggle if you're committed to the life you say you want.
Mm-hmm. Oh God, that's so true. I mean, I challenge everybody at home to think about the times in your life that you have grown the much. God, wow.
That's the new quote.
That's the first episode too. Good job, Taylor.
Thank you.
Really committed.
I would have put that on Instagram later as an inspirational quote that just says, think about when you've grown the much. Taylor Tomlinson.
You know what quote it reminds me of? Is the whole, maybe you haven't been buried, you've been planted. Oh!
Yes! So
that's
good,
a grand one.
The times in your life that you've grown the most, you probably were in the most pain.
Yeah, you were the most fucked up. Shit was fucked. Shit was fucked. And you figured it out. And I think struggle is so important because it does tell you if it's worth it or not. Whatever path you're on, if you're struggling along that path, you might be like, oh, it's totally worth what I know is to come. Or you might find, this shit is not worth it. I'm going to bounce over to another path. And I think it's important to kind of, I don't know, use struggle as a tool to help you navigate further, you know?
And sometimes it's hard to actually, you might be growing so quickly that you don't feel it in real time. And sometimes there are ways you can gauge it. Like I just realized, I was looking at my closet. I don't know if you've ever felt this way, but I have some shirts that are from even like a year or two ago, not from that long ago. And they're still nice shirts and I like them, but I have not put them on for so long because when I think to do it, I know that I'm going to feel like who I was 2 years ago. And all of a sudden that feels like a completely different, well, it was a completely different time in my life. And if I put that on, I'm going to feel not in alignment with who I am now. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I just put a bag up for Goodwill and I was like, I'm kind of sad because I like these shirts and they're still in good shape, but I feel weird putting them on. I don't feel like they're me anymore.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
That's really interesting. I've never thought about that, but I feel the same way, I think. I have a jacket that I wore in my Netflix 15 that I really like. And for some reason, I felt like once I wore it on that, I was like, okay, I can't do that material anymore and I can't wear that jacket anymore.
It almost cements almost a photographic memory of like when you see that item of clothing, you picture you at that other time in it. And you're like, but that's not who I am anymore. And I don't want to feel like that.
Yeah, I don't want to think about the breakup I was going through when I did that thing, because that's how I measure time, I've realized. Just who I was dating and or breaking up with. I don't think in terms of years. I think in terms of dudes' names.
It sounds like you guys need to visit to threadup.com. Shameless plug.
Okay.
Get some more outfits on the world's largest thrift store. Okay? Try it out.
Fuck yeah. We're not, and by the way, we're not sponsored by them.
No, we're not.
That sounded like a real smooth, like, ad transition, and we're straight up not. Delaney just loves the fuck out of some
Thrift stores. They are the sponsor of my dreams, though, if that helps.
Hey, yeah.
Do you sell things on ThredUp?
Do I sell them? No, I buy. Yeah, I buy from ThredUp.
But is it people selling things?
Yeah, you can. Yeah, you can. You can ship them all your stuff, and then they'll put it up on their website and price it for you and all that stuff, I believe, and then send you the money when it sells. But I'm too impatient for that stuff, so I just donate my things.
Yeah,
that's yeah. I buy everything from them. It's great.
That's pretty recommend. Cool.
We also have another quotable that was submitted by our helpster, Ariana. If you want to submit a quotable that might get on the show, you can head over to patreon.com/selfhelpless. This quote is, "Be brave enough to break your own heart." That is by Cheryl Strayed. Be brave enough to break your own heart.
Kelsey's not impressed.
What do we think this means?
I just don't like the verbiage.
Breaking.
Because I don't like, why the world is so hard. Why would you break your own heart? There's, you know what I mean? There's so many other opportunities for
everybody
that to happen.
Anyway. Break it for you.
Yeah. Like, you should not be breaking your own heart. I think you should be brave enough to not do things that disappoint yourself. But
sometimes breaking your own heart is doing the right thing for yourself, even though it feels really shitty, you know? Or you could also be like, oh, this is like having the courage to put yourself out there and you might get shat on, you know, trying something new and people might laugh at you. Right. That might break your heart.
Yeah. It does feel like she's talking about walking away from things that aren't serving you or cutting out negative things in your life and breaking your heart that way. But you're right. There are a lot of ways to break your own heart. And you could argue that that's just not the right way to put it, because like, oh, be brave enough to break your own heart. It's like, okay, so I should stay in the toxic relationship. I should stay at the bad job. I should, you know, is that what you mean by breaking your heart? Like, do the wrong thing. But I think the best way to interpret the quote is to take it as, be brave enough to walk away from things that are not making your life better or serving you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Betraying yourself.
Cause when I think of breaking your heart, I think of loss. And so I'm thinking of losing something. If you're going to break your own heart, it's because you chose to lose something.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True.
I think that makes sense. Yeah, I'm
agree to disagree, Cheryl.
I would edit this quote a little bit, Cheryl. But you know what?
I know. That's
a good jumping off point.
We've gotten so pretentious now, where if we tell other people's quotes we don't like, we're like, let me just face tune it for you a little bit. This isn't. You put a filter on. We don't like it.
Almost there, Cheryl.
Best-selling author Cheryl Strayed, prolific best-selling author. We've had a podcast for 3 years, and we really think
you misspoke. Yes.
You guys, I really want to hear about the habits you wish you had. Like, who do you wish you were?
Oh, how much time do we have?
What Instagram version of yourself do you wish was true?
God, I have so many habits I wish I had. I wish I was a morning person.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I wish it's hard because of our jobs and performing late at night and getting home at like 11 o'clock at night. It's hard to then be the person who goes to bed at 12. But I would love to be the person who goes to bed at 12 and wakes up at 8. And a lot of people are like, 8? You sleeping in? I know.
Yeah.
But I sleep from like 2 to 10. And it's not my favorite.
Yeah. I was 3 to 10 last night. I feel like I just feel like a loose animal living by myself now. Like, there is nobody who's... schedule is like making me go like, maybe I should, whatever. Like, I'm like a kid whose parents went on vacation.
Doing whatever. Kelsey is home alone.
Oh my goodness.
Seriously. I look like I'm wearing Kevin McAllister's PJs too, by the way.
Oh my God.
This is fully, fully, home alone.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh, You know what habit? Oh, go ahead, Kels.
I would say I wish I was more consistent with meditating because there, like, I always feel better after I do it. I never regret doing it. And it takes literally 10 minutes. Like, that's so pathetic that I can't get myself to just sit down and meditate for 10 minutes. I'm always like, oh, I could just watch this YouTube video or scroll on Instagram. Like, that, there's no excuse. I really should do it every day because I always feel better doing it.
No, I wish I was a meditator. I will say, I think ASMR videos feel like meditating.
Yeah.
Or they're the closest I can get. And sometimes I'll go through periods where I watch one of those at night, and that's really helpful in helping me wind down. I mean, the habits that I wish I had are mostly related to sleep, because I know my sleep hygiene is not great because I just get so anxious and I'm so wired at night.
Yeah.
Like, I wish I was a person who read 30 minutes before bed every night.
Yeah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I have my books by my bedside, on my bedside table, are like props at this point. Like,
truly, you're in
they
a multi.
Are, yeah, they are for looks only. And I dust it off every now and then, and I'll get through a chapter. And a book that should take me, you know, 2 weeks to read will take like 2 months because I just drag my feet with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Reading before bed is a very movie-esque habit.
For sure.
I see. Everybody who has their life together reads before bed in the movies.
Yes.
Watches it gently and puts it on their nightstand. Kisses their perfect husband goodnight.
Yes.
Oh, what is this? You've got mail?
Yes. Don't you
read?
I always picture somebody like Cameron Diaz's character in The Holiday when I picture somebody just like, you know, a nice little bath before bed, a book. And I feel like I can tear through a good, like a thriller fiction quickly, but self-help, it sometimes doesn't always grab me. Who have I become? We're hosts of a self-help podcast. And I'm like, oh, self-help books now are just, it's a lot.
It's a lot. I like listening to them more. I started listening to Attached. Mm. And look, we know everything in Attached. We already know it. But it's like watching The Social Dilemma where you're like, I know, but also fuck. Like,
yes.
It's just, I've sent Kelsey so many videos of me listening to Attached in the car of just these, oh, these, they're going through scenarios. And example, real life examples.
Oh, they're so real. They're
so real.
Attached a book or a TV show?
Yeah, it's the book that Jessica Michelle talked about when she came on the podcast about the attachment styles. We've taken the quiz. You're secure.
Okay,
so
gotcha.
Forget it. You don't need the book.
Yeah, I need to read the book, guys.
Yeah.
And I think Kelsey, you're pretty secure too, but
yeah,
you might be a little more anxious.
I'm a little bit. Yeah, I think my results were like mostly secure, but anxious was like, I'm coming for you, bitch. Like, anxious was like right on the tail of secure.
One bad month and I'm right here.
Yeah. You know what I think self-help books are sometimes harder to get through is because they require so much introspection. Like, you're reading it and having to process, okay, what does this mean for me? How do I need to change? As opposed to if you're just reading like Gone Girl, you're flying through because it's fun, but self-help, it feels a little bit like homework sometimes.
Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what habit I really wish I had is not waiting till the last minute to get ready for bed, to brush my teeth, to wash my face, to get my shit together. I wait until I'm exhausted and then I'm angrily dragging myself through the apartment. And it's just horrible. I wish I like got like ready early and then I was just ready for bed by the time I was tired. And then all I had to do was go to sleep versus this whole step process that makes me, you know, want to punch a fucking wall.
Yeah. Right. And then washing your face, getting water on your face wakes you back up. And so then that's counterintuitive for your body because then it thinks you're waking up. Yes. But I will wait if I've put makeup on for the day, which in quarantine, you know, it doesn't always happen. If I've taken the time to put makeup on, I sometimes like to stretch out how long I have it on before I wash my face, just for me, just to feel like I'm getting the full mileage out of the mascara. Like I didn't just put this on to take it back off 2 hours later. Like I'm going to wear that shit till midnight, even if it's just the cat seeing it.
Have you ever filmed like TikToks or reels or Instagram videos because you had a full face of makeup on or your hair looked good?
Of course. Why else? I mean, people have to see it. You know what I'm trying to get to? It's like that whole vibe of like, just do it for you. Just put makeup on for you. Wear your favorite shirt for you. And I'm sorry, but I just fucking can't. I need some external validation.
I've never done anything for just me. Like maybe ever, except taking a bath and watching TikTok at night.
That's good.
Feels like it's just for me where I'm like, I hope nobody ever finds out about this. I'm so embarrassed. This is embarrassing, but I will, when I have my hair and makeup professionally done a lot of the time, I will sometimes bank selfies for a later posting date. Yep. I will put on different shirts. I will alter my hair just a little bit and I will save those for a rainy day when I need the self-esteem boost. I'll save them for days that I'm flying all day and I look like trash. And I'll just post it at like 9 a.m. and just all day when I'm tired and sad and feel gross, I'll just check it. I'll just check those comments.
These are the beauty hacks I need. Because you know what I'm doing for myself right now? This is what I'm doing for me. I'm wearing gray on gray right now, baby. Check out the YouTube.
A grout fit.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
It's a bad thing, but okay. I do not judge because... Yeah, Delaney, honey, whatever you're doing is always a bad thing. Let me just be clear. You don't need to ever ask that question again.
What about the holes in my pants?
You see? The cuties are stylish.
Very strategic holes in the knee.
I told you before we started recording that I actually, even though that is Cam's turtleneck, I do genuinely think it looks so cute on you. And
thank you.
I like the grout fit today.
Oh, thanks.
I think it looks good, yeah.
Oh my God, thank you.
Yeah.
Well...
Should we get into some habits that we do actually do that have changed our lives positively?
Yeah, I mean, there's so many habits I wish I had.
Oh, I know.
That we could go on for hours.
Do you guys wash your dish as soon as you're done with it and like put it in your dishwasher or do you let it sit in the sink?
Listen, I'm not a psychopath. No. who has the discipline? My God. So, again,
okay, living alone now. So much better. Because I don't do that. And I'm like, God, I wish I was this person that just does it right away, puts it in the dishwasher. I used to when I lived with a man
that I needed to impress. I realized that when I was living with someone and like engaged to somebody, I was like also more like wanted them to be cleaner. And then when I'm by myself, I'm like, oh.
Are you a street rat?
I'm a street rat. I don't actually care as much. I just know that if there's two of us, it will be anarchy.
What is that? Because I was the same, like living with Kane, I was so clean. I was like so hyper aware. I could be more, you know, a little more critical of him sometimes when I'm like, dude, like your fucking socks are all over the floor type of a thing. And again, it is home alone up in here. I am Kevin McAllister sliding around, fucking like there's dishes everywhere. I mean, like I don't live in my, you guys know with feng shui, it keeps me generally very tidy, but
right.
I don't know. It's kind of a fun little rebellion feeling where I'm like, no one's telling me I have to do this. I'm not going to do it.
I mean, I feel like I've just gotten lazy. This is disgusting, but I left a Tupperware container in the sink with like a little bit of like water or whatever in it. I think I'd used it to make matcha for so long that it molded. And so I just threw it away.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm not going to clean this.
Yeah.
I think a lot of Tupperware has met its demise that way. But also just sitting in the fridge. Like you just let something sit in the fridge in Tupperware and then you open it up and you're like, no amount of hot water and soap would ever get this back to
right.
A state. Like you are just trash now. Yeah.
Yeah. I wish I was the type of person who like woke up early and the first thing I did was exercise.
Yeah.
I've never been that person that was like, first thing I'm going to do it. And then I feel good the rest of the day. I've always been like, I'll wake up real slow and then I'll work out in the afternoon and then I'll need to nap and then I'll do my show. I mean, it's also hard being a comedian because you have to work at night. So it's just such a weird schedule. But I do wish I had that habit as well. I do not.
I'm exhausted if I've worked out in the morning. By the time it's like 12, by the time it's like noon or 11 a.m., I'm fucking tired because I expelled all that energy. I'd rather work out in the afternoon.
Yeah. It seems so counterintuitive because how you feel when you wake up is sleepy and slow and sloth-like. It's crazy to me to picture within 15, 20 minutes of me being awake, getting on the floor and doing push-ups. Like, are you crazy? That sounds horrible. No way.
0 to 100.
Exactly. Yeah. You need to, you know.
I guess it either energizes you or it depletes you. And I think you have to know that about yourself. For me, it exhausts me.
Yeah.
Until I've gotten some shit done.
Okay. Let's share some of these.
All right, guys, who wants to go first with the habits that you do have that have changed your life and continue to change your life in all the beautiful ways?
Do you guys want me to go?
I'll go for it.
I will share. Do you guys want to each share one? We'll just keep the little circle going.
Do it, baby.
Yeah.
Okay. I've mentioned this before, and I will mention it until I am 85 years old. Getting a planner. Get a physical planner. I'm holding mine up on YouTube if you're watching on YouTube. I, for the longest time, just was using the calendar in my phone. And I truly don't know how I didn't like miss every appointment or I don't know how I was doing it for so long. But getting a physical planner and using it every day has completely changed my life. That's a big habit change for me is using my planner instead of my phone.
Very good one. Let's see. My first one is, where did I put it? I wrote these down. Oh, not committing to things right away. I know we've kind of talked about it on other episodes, but I used to be somebody who would say yes to projects right away, say yes to going places right away. Yes, 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 yes. All over the fucking place. And now I don't do that. I say, oh, let me think about it. I'll get back to you. And then I will go home for a day, 2 days, a week, however long I fucking need to make a decision. And then I will reply and say, hey, I can do this. Or, hey, you know what? I'm not going to be available. Or, hey, this doesn't really fit with, you know, what I want to do. How do I want to spend my time right now? And that has been a game changer because I was a yes lady for way too long. And all it got me was burnout and bullshit, baby. And now I say no to most things.
Yeah.
So yeah. I can say yes to myself.
Oh.
That's how I started doing that. I've been better about that with shows, agreeing to do shows. I'll think about it for a minute.
Can I just ask really quick, where are your shirts from, Taylor?
Mine?
Yes.
I think it's from Zara. Hold on.
It is so fucking cute. And
it's
I just
from
love
Zara.
It. Oh,
I never shop there. It's really cute.
Zara is really good.
Check them out.
We're not sponsored by them either.
No.
But hey.
We would welcome them all with open arms.
Yes.
There you go.
A habit that I feel has changed my life is I try to drink a lot more water in general, but the first thing I do when I wake up is drink a huge thing of water.
Oh, that's good.
Because if you don't do it first thing in the morning, it's on days that I forget or I'm in a rush, I'm behind all day. So, and you're so dehydrated from 8 hours of sleep.
Yeah.
That it's like what you need immediately. It wakes you up, I think, better than anything else, even like caffeine or something. And it's something so basic, like, especially if you're a coffee drinker, if you wake up and you only have coffee, you're dehydrating yourself even further. So right. I just think that's a huge thing that once I started doing that, like I haven't been doing it lately and I need to get better about it, but I used to like just put water right on my bedside table. So I just literally rolled over and drank it.
Yeah.
And the last like couple weeks, I haven't been great about it. I'm good about it on the road, 'cause I always get a lot of water bottles and I just put them right next to my bed.
Yeah.
'Cause you just want to make it as easy as possible for yourself.
Yeah. For what it's worth, Julia Stiles, who looks like she's somehow still like 18 years old. Her skin is fantastic. I watched an interview with her where they were like, how do you still look so young? And she said, every morning, first thing I do is I drink a cold glass of water with lemon juice in it. And she's like, I swear by that. I think it really helps. And who knows? She's probably also wearing $2,000 face creams and has great genetics, but us peasants can also give it a shot.
Mm-hmm. Is Julia Child still alive?
Julia Stiles.
Oh, Stiles. I was like, Julia Child. I thought that's a totally different person, Julia Child. I was like, that is so weird. Julia Child has nice skin? With all the butter she probably eats? I was so confused, but I was like, all right. I thought you said Julia Child. That's Julia hysterical. Stiles makes so much more sense.
That is funny. Yeah.
People when say- I was like, she still looks like she's like 18 or whatever, I said, you're probably like, what?
My face like didn't move because I was like,
yeah, the right. Woman that looks like old Mother Hubbard, like who is she still alive? I mean, she is a sweet sort of Mrs. Claus vibe, you
dude,
know.
Julia Stiles is the number one doppelganger that I get.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I totally see that. I get Julia Stiles sometimes and I want to send them your picture and be like, this is actually
pretty accurate. Yes. Pretty accurate.
My next one is cooking. So I've talked about how HelloFresh, and I just started using Green Chef. Have you guys heard of Green Chef?
No.
It's so I still really like HelloFresh, but they don't have vegan. They don't have like straight up a vegan plan. They have vegetarian. Green Chef has a vegan option. And goddamn, the food has been so good so far. And before I started using the meal plan services and cooking more, I would get into that trap of, I don't know, like 4 or 5 p.m. would roll around. There would be nothing in the fridge. And I'd just be like, well, I guess I'm getting takeout. And I was spending so much more money. I just wasn't eating as healthily. And cooking has really changed my life. I used to love to do it. And I just really fell off for many years. But I think that's a habit that's changed my life in a lot of ways, financially, how I feel. I feel more content. I like knowing what I'm eating and that I made it, as opposed to getting takeout from a restaurant and being like, well, that was probably a lot more calories than if I would have just made it myself, you know?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay. My next one, asking for help. That was a habit I didn't always have. I was somebody who had to do everything myself. Every chore, every task, everything, you know, as a new entrepreneur, literally everything. And I had to learn how to ask for help with doing things or delegating or relinquishing control over stuff. And now it's like one of the first things I think about when I'm doing something is, oh, how can I get help with this? How can I delegate this? How can this be more efficient for me so I don't have to do it and do everything by myself? So yeah, that has changed my life big time.
That's great.
That's good.
It would be a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I used to talk about everything right away in my relationships, like friendships, romantic relationships. If something was bothering me, I was like, let's just get this out right now and talk about it and figure it out. And now I give myself, if I'm upset about something, I am, did I just disappear?
There you go.
Oh, there you are. Now if I am upset about something or want to talk through something with somebody, I give myself a minimum of like 30 minutes to anywhere from 30 minutes, to like a couple days to really think about it and process it before bringing it up. Mm. And that has definitely changed my life.
Mm. That's a great one. Kind of
bring stuff up. And then as you're talking, you go like, this was about something else.
Oh, right. So you're not like reactive. That's really good.
Yeah.
One.
Yeah.
It's a really good one. I think also to piggyback off of this is having people earn my trust now rather than just giving it. Cause my usual way would just be to assume the best in everybody and kind of give people my trust right out the gate. And now the older I get, I'm a little bit more like, you don't really know people right off the bat. You need to give it some time before you feel like let somebody show you that they can be trusted. So that I think is another good habit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Definitely. Is that yours, Kels?
It wasn't, but I fucking improv'd it. another one is having I bought a water bottle. You guys have seen me talk about it before on the show. That Swell water bottle. Before that, I was always buying disposable water bottles or just like not having any water with me. And then I'd be out running errands, would get to a breaking point where I was like, oh my God, I'm like, I feel a little like lightheaded. I'm so thirsty. Or I would be out and I wouldn't have snacks with me. And I think I just stopped fighting my body. I was being such like a tough coach to my body of like, you're fine. Like you can go run these errands or have these meetings and then eat after. And it's like, no, my body is telling me that I'm hungry. Even if that's annoying that I had something 2 hours ago and now I need a snack. Well, fucking accept it, accept that that's what your body needs. And so now I am my own soccer mom. And I just like always have a snack in my purse. I have my bottle of water with me and it's taken away a lot of anxiety from leaving home. I don't know if you've ever felt that, but I feel in the past, if I had a lot of things on my to-do list that day and I was going to be away from my apartment for a while, I'd get anxious thinking like, well, what am I going to eat? How am I going to take care of myself? And now it's just, you know,
yeah,
adult shit, like have stuff with you. Stop feeling like you're stranded on a desert island and giving yourself all kinds of anxiety for no reason.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, very good. My third one is like trying new things and being okay with being new. Like I feel like I've tried so many new things. I've been involved in so many projects, so many different jobs, so many different skills that I've learned or taught myself.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm just numb to, in a good way, I'm like numb to being a beginner. at stuff. Mm-hmm. And therefore, you know, I give myself a lot more, I don't know, permission and grace with that, because I know it's part of the process.
Yeah.
You know, where I don't know if I was always like that. I think I had, I mean, I still have a lot of perfectionistic tendencies, but I don't get freaked out by being not so great at something right from the get-go.
Yeah.
Because then I can look at like, well, look at all the other shit I did, and you get better over time. So just don't worry about it. Just get it out there and move on. So that's been like, that's a habit, I think.
For sure. You know? Yeah, that's great.
Oh, Taylor, your sound's off. Oh, you're muted. You're muted.
Oh, there we go. Sorry, I had to plug my phone. Delaney's habits are so much deeper than my habits were.
I know, same.
Editing on the fly, I was like, oh, I thought we were going to do, like, water in the morning. Yes. Okay.
Same.
Saying no. Boundaries. That's a habit.
Yeah.
Oh, sitting on the plane by Jesus.
Always. Forever and always.
Worst. We get it. You're better. Another one I do, I always try to walk every day, even if I go to the gym or something. I feel like
I was on my walking, list too. Yes,
yeah, walking. I feel like walking's like meditation.
Yes. I think that's something that we all do every day.
Yeah.
Right? For the most part, go for a walk. Yeah.
Yeah, I used to look at walking as almost a waste of time because I thought, well, that's not really exercising. You need to. I'm so mean to myself. I'm so hard on myself. Like, you got to exercise. You should be working up a sweat. You should get your heart rate up. And it's like, walking isn't, okay, maybe that's not the most intense cardio thing you can do, but for your mind, I always feel so much better by the end of a walk. And it's like meditation in that way. I never finish a walk. I never finish meditation and be like, well, that was a fucking shitty experience. It's like, that never happens. It always feels better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Agreed.
Well, we've given, I think we've given a pretty decent smattering of habits, huh?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, absolutely.
You want more, you're selfish.
Truly. It's a free show, people. Come on. What do you want from us? We have an iTunes review of the episode. This is from Claire with no E. She says, truly, thank you. So glad I found this podcast. I literally searched comedy self-help on the podcast app and decided to try you guys out. Finally, I found my binge-worthy podcast hosted by funny, wise, talented women. While depression constantly discourages me from making positive changes in my life, this podcast in my ear every day inspires me to start somewhere. Just listening to an episode makes me feel like I've done something constructive. Oh, I love that. I'm playing around with feng shui light right now. I look forward to many more episodes. Oh, thank you, Claire. That's a great review.
That is really,
a really nice review.
Seriously.
So sweet. Oh, can I just say, in the first time we tried to record this and fucked up, there was a moment where Cam came into the background half naked. And that was something that would have been fun for YouTube. He was half naked grabbing something.
I know.
And that was something like Half Naked Fiance spinoff of one of my favorite shows.
I know. That would have been great. People, if you're ever looking for a different sort of viewing experience, YouTube. YouTube the show, because you never know what the fuck's going
to
happen.
You never know. I'll have to have him make a cameo next time.
Yeah. Do you guys have some segments?
Gosh.
Go for it, Taylor.
Oh, I was thinking. I forgot to think of a segment. Do you have a segment, Kels?
I got my hair done. I don't know. That feels like such a lame segment.
That is a good
It's just to treat yourself. Like, you know, it did make me feel so much better. And I'm just trying to be mindful during quarantine of what are things I can do to feel good and make myself feel better. So I got my hair done.
That's good.
Very nice. Very nice.
I was trying to force... I got this bedding a while ago and I was trying to I really liked it, but it was a little too small for my bed for some reason. And I was like forcing it. Cause I was like, I like this. This is common. This is a good pattern. I've had the other bedding for so long. And, you know, I finally just said no. I'm not gonna force it. And then I had found some art at World Market and some pillows that I liked, and they had just been sitting around for a while because I was like, these would be good in my bedroom, but I was like trying to make that other bedding work so much that I just couldn't let it go. And then I finally stopped and let it go, and I put up the new stuff, and I feel like it looks really good, and I'm happy with it. It's over there.
Oh my god. I love it. What a great color scheme.
Very cute.
Yeah, it's fun, right?
So fuck yeah.
My apartment's just like kind of like my apartment's just a mess. I mean, here's a what the fuck. I ordered a chair. I ordered a couch. It took forever to get here because couch. But then I ordered a chair, an armchair, that I ordered like a month and a half ago. And it was supposed to get here like a month ago. And it's finally coming tomorrow. And it's just taken forever. And it's my apartment's just been kind of empty. And it's slowly coming together. But it just doesn't look great. Because there's just still like... there's just still like garbage everywhere. I'm a street rat right now, and I'm trying to get it to a place where it's good, but I've been traveling more again. And I'm just, when I get home, I'm tired. I don't want to put anything up.
Right.
Yeah. But you're also want it to be done. I also want it to be done and like decorated. So it's
been... order a task rabbit to help you.
I know. To hang stuff.
Yeah. Hang stuff, do whatever, put things away. That's a good idea. Move for...
don't you feel like English royalty ordering a task rabbit for a guy to hang your fucking drawing? Like, I feel so... I would feel...
have you done it?
No.
I just feel scared of strangers.
Keep the door open. Tell your neighbors to come over. Or have a friend over.
Okay.
Then we can both get murdered.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, there you go.
A two for one. I know that feeling though, Tay. There's something, it is exhausting setting up a new place, especially with wall art, hanging things up, because it's not one of those things that you can just kind of haphazardly toss a nail in the wall and like you want to measure it. It's a whole thing. It's exhausting.
It's a whole thing.
I never measure. I do. I'm the one who does haphazardly put shit in the walls and hang it. I use thumbtacks. Actually, everything in my home is hung up by a thumbtack.
Oh my god! Doesn't that make
very safe?
It makes my OCD go crazy if it's like not centered. Then it will bother me forever. That's the only thing I would see.
I'm a command strip bitch.
I just eyeball stuff. I put it in a couple times, move it around, fix it. It's all done. There's a couple extra holes in the wall that didn't need to be there, but that's pretty much covered up. No big deal.
Oh my god. So you're every apartment maintenance dude's nightmare that he just comes over. There's like 58 holes in the wall. Like, what happened here?
I do say that whenever I move out of a place, I always fill my own holes and paint it over. So nobody knows. But there yes, I have a very holy places that I've lived. All the mistakes I've made.
Very nice.
Let's see. My good shit. I have a good shit. Did I tell you guys I've been seeing a chiropractor? Did I say that already?
Oh,
I don't think so.
Yeah, I've been seeing a chiropractor for a few months now. She's great. And it's kind of like, you know, it's chiropractor stuff, but really it's a massage. It's pretty much a massage during COVID, which is what I need in my life. But yeah, it's great. I never thought I would be somebody who has a chiropractor just because I felt like, ooh, that sounds like luxurious.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Of course, if something's really wrong, I mean, yeah, it's obviously a medical thing too, but I just had lower back pain. And so I go there and she puts like a heating pad and she does like a massage thing and some kind of ultrasound thing. And she rubs me and she adjusts my body. And it's just, you know, it's a lovely, lovely experience. So big fan of her.
Nice.
Yeah. And it's been helping my back pain. You know?
Nice. Yeah.
Probably it's getting better. Can't be hurting it.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, do we have any little like announcements, shout outs before we go?
Plug anything?
I have to, as we were recording this, I got an email notification that the last spot of my virtual makeup workshop got filled. And so I'm officially sold out for November.
Yay!
Oh, snap. Get on the list for December, people. Don't miss it.
Hit me baby. Hit me up. Yeah. So I'm gonna keep doing it monthly. If there ends up being like a lot of demand, I would maybe do every other week, but DM me on Instagram at Kelsey Cook Comedy with your email address, and I'll put you on the list for the December one if you're interested. But I'm excited to do the one in November. And my Philly people, Philly listeners, I'm headlining a Helium Comedy Club in Philly December 3rd through 5th. And you can get tickets at kelseycook.com. So those are my plugs.
Yay. I'm going to be in Portland November 23rd through the 25th, I believe. At Helium, those are, as of right now, half sold out. So get on that. And
awesome.
Then woo! I'm going to be at Stand Up Live in Phoenix, the 29th through the 31st, I believe. There's another date that I am hopefully going to be doing the second week of November. But I'm waiting to see what state restrictions happen. Because things are, you know, starting to lock down in certain places again. And so I just, you know, I'm trying to go back on the road, you guys, but I don't know if things are going to get canceled. I think Portland will be okay. But also you just never know, especially after Thanksgiving. So, you know, within, I do think that if you do buy tickets, they just roll over to whatever new date we get, which we will replace the date. If you have already bought tickets, don't worry about that. But yeah, that's
beautiful. And I just want to give one of my clients a shout out. I just want to shout out to Amanda Hill, who is an incredible financial consultant, and she is just crushing her business, crushing her client work. She's actually saved me a shit ton of money in my own business. And so I just want to sing her praises on the show and tell anybody who is a service-based entrepreneur, especially if you are a photographer or a hairstylist, because those are her like extra specialties, I highly recommend having one meeting with her because she will help you set up your stuff, organize it, and save you money. So if you've been a mess with like your accounting and your books and you don't know where to start, highly recommend reaching out. She'll get it set up for you in like less than a day. So you can find her at Hello Amanda Hill on Instagram, HelloAmandaHill. You can also find her on my Instagram too at Delaney Fisher on a recent post.
Awesome.
Yeah. Sweet, sweet. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening to another episode, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Thank you guys so much for listening to Self Helpless. We really appreciate it and would love anything you can do to help the show grow and get the word out. So if you could leave us a 5-star rating and review on iTunes, that helps us move up the iTunes charts. If you can tell a friend, a coworker, a family member, anybody that you think would love the podcast, you can also screenshot an episode and share it in your Instagram, in your Instagram stories, anything helps. Also, if you want more of the show, if you want bonus episodes, if you want to be able to be more interactive and help choose podcast topics, you can go to patreon.com/selfhelpless and join there. You guys can follow me on Instagram at Kelsey Cook Comedy, on Twitter at Kelsey Cook. You can go to my website, kelseycook.com, which has links to my online makeup course. You can listen to my album, Savor It, on Spotify and iTunes. And you can watch my foosball web series on YouTube called Wrists of Fury. How about you guys? Where can people find you?
You can follow me at Taylor Tomlinson on Instagram and Twitter. My website is ttomcomedy.com. And you can watch my 1-hour special streaming on Netflix right now called Quarter Life Crisis.
Awesome. And you can find me at DelaneyFisher.com. That's where you'll find information about my one-to-one consulting and my online courses. So basically, if you're a business owner, podcaster, or comedian, and you're looking to either start those things or grow those things, you can reach out to me for more information. I also have an email list at DelaneyFisher.com where I share my favorite tools, tips, treats, and free shit. And then we just want to say a big special thank you to our wonderful editor, Emma Erdbrink, and our fantastic associate producer, Humaira Nawaz.
And you can find everything that we all just mentioned at selfhelplesspodcast.com.